السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we ask Allah to forgive us for our shortcomings, and we ask Allah's help and assistance. مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهُ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهُ. Whoever Allah guides, no one will be able to misguide. May Allah make us of that group. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. And whoever Allah wishes to misguide for a wisdom that Allah is fully aware of, such as someone who has been advised multiple times, but they are arrogant and stubborn, and they choose to deviate away, then Allah can take them so far away that no one can ever bring them back. May Allah not make us of them. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. And I testify that there's no deity worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no one worthy for our forehead to be on the floor for other than Allah Jalla Jalaluh. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's servant and Allah's messenger and the final and the seal of all prophets alayhimu salam. Allah says in the Quran, after أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا or you who believe اتقوا الله حق تقاته. Be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be aware of Allah. Keep Allah in your mind. To what level, to what point? As much as Allah deserves to be in your mind. As much as Allah deserves to be respected and honored. حق تقاته. ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. And do everything under the sun that the day you return back to Allah, you return as a Muslim. Do whatever is necessary for you to die with La ilaha illallah in your heart. May Allah make it possible for all of us. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. That's the ultimate success. That's what you hear very much in every khutbah. Your ultimate goal, die as a Muslim. That's the focus. That's the goal. You'll do everything you can to achieve it. May Allah make it possible. Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Once again, O you who believe, ittaqullah. Be conscious of Allah. Fear Allah. When you make a sin, you make a mistake, you disobey Allah, be concerned of the effects of that. Then Allah says, وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. And say that which is accurate, say that which is truthful, and be sincere. If you are able to be sincere and say the truth, what happens? يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ أَن يَتَقَبَّلْهَا. Allah will accept your good deeds, that's one. If you're able to be sincere, say the truth, Allah accepts your good deeds, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ دُنُوبَكُمْ, and forgives the bad deeds. The best of both worlds. May Allah grant it to us, Ya Rab. Then Allah ends this beautiful verse by saying, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And whoever obeys Allah and the Prophet of Allah, what happens? فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. Then you have attained not just success, you're not just a winner, you are at the forefront. You have attained the greatest success that can ever be attained by any human being on earth. So who's the most successful among us right now? The most successful in the sight of Allah, because people use different measurements. What's your net worth? They say your assets minus liabilities is your net worth. People value you differently. The way Allah values us, and that's the measurement we should always keep in mind, how many of Allah's commandments do you follow? Yes. How many of Allah's commandments do you follow? And how many do you not? That's the value in the sight of Allah. May Allah make us all of al-fa'izin and al-fa'izat. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. In one of my previous jobs, I'm an engineer by profession. When I first got it as an entry level, I made a very significant mistake that was going to cause the company a large financial loss. So I was very stressed out, I was very anxious, and I was told, Majid, go to this person, they may be able to solve the problem. So right from the get-go, I rushed to that individual who should be able to solve the problem that I caused. On my way to him, someone stops me and asks, Majid, where are you going? I said, you probably heard what I've done. The whole company knows. I'm going to this person. I was told he can solve the problem. And this man who stopped me told me one sentence, one. He says, the man you are about to meet is also known to be a very, very nice person. He's a very nice person. So just from that attribute, that person is a nice man, the one I'm about to meet, make me feel comfortable. Made me feel peaceful. Why? From one name. He's a nice person. So this means he will not make fun of me. Oh, a new graduate causing us problems already. He's a nice guy. That means he will go beyond the 8-hour shift to help me. All these meanings from one word, nice, to that individual nice guy. Allah is the best of examples. Laysa kamithlihi shay'. How do you and I feel when we hear Allah is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim? Do we feel there's hope? When you hear Allah is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, do you feel that your sin is too big that Allah may not forgive? A'udhu billah. How do you feel when you hear that Allah is Al-Mujib? Al-Mujib is the one who replies to your call. Al-Mujib, the one who gives you whatever is best for you when you ask Him. Does this feeling not come in when we hear Allah's names and attributes? Listen to Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu in a very powerful statement that he gave. In that statement, there are two parts to it. The first part, he says, إِنِّي لَا أَحْمِلُ هَمَّ الْإِجَابَةِ. He says, I'm not worried or concerned whether Allah will reply, whether Allah will answer or not. I'm not worried whether He will answer or not. What are you worried about? وَلَكِنِّي أَحْمِلُ هَمَّ الدُّعَاءِ. My concern is on my end. Will I call him or not? Allahu Akbar. He knows if I call, he answers. So the problem is not will Allah answer or no. Allah will answer, but will I call? Subhanallah. That's an example of someone that understands what does it mean that Allah is Al-Mujib, the one who answers the call. May Allah grant us the understanding of Umar radiallahu anhu. And the focus of this khutbah is the aspect of dua, because there are some moments in your life where the means that you can take of change are so limited to one or two. But the one mean that will always be present in whatever problem, whatever issue, locally, statewide, nationally, internationally, the one mean that will always be available is dua, the weapon of the believer. May Allah make us utilize it. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we learn from Islam that everyone in this masjid, though it's my first time giving khutbah here, but we're all inshallah brothers and sisters. No matter who you are poor and weak, with all respect. Do you know what house I live in, what car I have? You are still poor and weak, with all love and honesty. All what it takes to ruin your mood is one mosquito to be released in that car that you have. One fly in your massive master bedroom can irritate the entire night. You see how weak we are? One fly, one mosquito. And sometimes it's a virus that you cannot even see, can change your entire day, if not week, if not life. May Allah protect us. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong. Al-insan khuliq da'if. And then when we complain to others about our problems and needs, I'm sure many of you will agree, when you call someone like, I have this problem, many times the one on the other side of that phone call, what do they tell you? Me too. I too have this problem. So we're all confirming. And sometimes in that call, whether man or woman, young or old, very attached to the deen or not, sometimes you get emotional as you vent, that you start crying. You don't take the second call. You don't answer. Someone knocks on the door. You're like, I'm into this call. You're so focused. So far, it's fine as long as we don't cross the line and the boundaries as we talk to people about our problems. Where is the problem? When we are in sajda, in prostration, the closest position you can ever be to Allah in your existence is not Mecca or Medina or Aqsa. May Allah liberate Al-Aqsa, Ya Rab. The closest position is in sajda. That's what he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ. So what should we do, Ya Rasulullah, in sajda? Make dua. So now that same person that was crying on the phone, spent 47 minutes on that phone call, going with all these details, with extra, in that sajda, they're not there. They're not focused. They don't know what rak'ah is this. It's normal, human beings. There are no tears. As if the friend on the phone call is the one who says be and it becomes, and the one in sajda, we're not showing that level of respect and adab. May Allah forgive me and all those that are in similar situations. May Rabbil Alameen. A lack of understanding, a lack of khushu' perhaps. May Allah grant us beneficial knowledge. How do we gain that? There's two ways when we talk about dua. The focus of this khutbah is number one. I'll tell you about number two. Number one is, who are you calling? Learn who is on the other end. Learn what's their capacity, capability, experiences. The other science or the other knowledge of dua is what should you say. We know face the qibla, sunnah, raise your hand, sunnah, have dua, sunnah, use Allah's names and attributes, sunnah, great job, fantastic. But there's something more important. Who is it that you're calling? Learn that as much as you possibly can. It will change everything. We'll use a very simple example. I hardly ever do fundraisers, but I can imagine if the masjid asked me, Brother Majid, do us a fundraiser. I say, okay, bismillah, I'm going to do fundraiser, inshallah, at Memphis Islamic Center. I will ask the board, what number should I start with? Logical. What number should I start with? 10,000, 50, 100? I don't know. So he says, mashallah, this community is very generous and Allah gave them a lot of wealth. Alhamdulillah. So brother, start with 50,000. I say, khalas. If that's your capability, if that's your capacity, yalla, bismillah, who's my first $50,000? What happened? When I learned your capability, my question was customized based on that. When I knew who I am asking, the number changed. So if I go to another community, maybe in Memphis, or if you go somewhere in Detroit where I'm coming from, you might have a masjid, wonderful people, great human beings, but there's no wealth. So you say, who's my first $1,000? What happened? You were just in Memphis last Friday. Why now 1,000, but back then 50? Because of the people and their capacity. One question. What is Allah's capacity? That's it. Ask accordingly. As simple as it sounds. Ask Allah, not according to your needs in the sense that I only want this. Don't ask Allah according to what you can do. Ask Allah according to what He can do. So the things that seem illogical becomes logical. When everyone says it's impossible, no, inshallah, it's possible. And I ask you, by Allah, be honest with your own self. Live it with me. If you saw someone, first row in the masjid, first row, just visualize with me. Very old brother, very old. Not gray hair, white eyebrows, everything, very old man. 80 plus years old. When he walks, he shivers. May Allah bless all our elderly people. Ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah grant them the best. And he is in that position in the masjid, and you walk by, and you see him making dua, and he can't really hold his hand still very much. And he says, oh Allah, grant me a child. You're like, what did he just say? You try to come closer. Did he say grandchild? Or took the grand out and just child. Then he says, Ya Allah, grant me a child. I ask you, by Allah, what would you think? Some of us may say, May Allah help him. May Allah grant him a speedy recovery. Do we have a psychologist in Memphis that can help out this brother? And I'll take care of the cost, mashallah. Now you're generous and intelligent. The one who needs help is people who accuse him of needing help. Because he's asking Allah al-Wahhab, the giver of gifts. And the one I'm referring to is Zakariya alayhi salam. Allah says, وَاشْتَعْلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا. He was shayba. Allah says he was so old. From the outside, اشتعل, flaming white, not just regular, flaming white hair. Very old. Oh, some people look old from the outside, but they're young from the inside. No, he was old inside and outside. وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي. So even the inside, my bones can barely carry me. This is his case and situation. Decades, no children. Over 80 years old. But he kept asking Allah, Ya Allah, a child. Ya Allah, I never had one. Ya Allah, I want a child. I want a child. Ya Rabbal Alameen. ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبًا. Righteous progeny. And this is a man that we have to look up to. And Allah eventually gave him. But when did he give him? Look at the inspiration. Zakariya alayhi salam, though he did not have a child, when people were fighting over who will take care of Maryam, who will be Maryam's guardian, they had to draw lots, like a guessing, a chance. So the name that came up to be the guardian of Maryam from Ali Imran was Zakariya. And you have to appreciate how someone who did not have children was willing to help someone else's child. And that's how we get things in dunya. You want Allah to have mercy on you, your spouse and children? Show mercy to others. You want Allah to increase you in wealth? Give some of your wealth to others. You want Allah to forgive you? Forgive others. Look at the equation. اغفروا يغفر الله لكم ارحموا من في الأرض يرحمكم من في السماء. All these beautiful ahadith and ayat. So a human being should not say, let's say there's an Islamic school as an example in Memphis. You have your child there. You are a great donor. You donate to that school. Your child graduated and moved on. Don't make the reason that you no longer want to support that school is because your kids are no longer there. There are other children that if you help, Allah will help your children, whatever they may be in their lives. Do it as an investment with Allah. So Zakariya alayhi salam sponsors Maryam. He takes care of Maryam. Maryam is amazing. Maryam is so righteous. She's pious. One time, Zakariya comes in. He sees something interesting. Second time, something unbelievable. Allah says, كُلَّمَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا زَكَرِيَّ الْمِحْرَابِ. Every time, there's a point that things change with Maryam. Every time Zakariya went to Maryam's area of worship, وَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا رِزْقًا. He found she has provision. Food, drink, water. So he asked her, أَنَّ لَكِ هَذَا. How is it possible you have these items? Why is he shocked? I'm your guardian. He's the only human being, pretty much, that delivers any items that she needs. So who's giving you these things that I did not bring? Maryam says, قَالَتْ. It is from Allah. Allahu Akbar. From Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah gives whoever He wants, whenever He wants, however He wants, to whoever He wants, without any accountability. The next ayah, you flip the page, the next ayah, what happened to Zakariya? He was moved. He was inspired. The teacher, the prophet, became inspired by a respected young woman. Allahu Akbar. The next page, هُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَ رَبَّهُ. Right then and there, Zakariya made dua to Allah. A lot of lessons, numerous points. One of them, seek inspiration and use your high iman moments. Everyone in this masjid, you had moments where tears were flowing. You had a moment, you had one rak'ah where the qari read or a sajda that really touched your heart. Do not waste this opportunity of a high iman. People wait till the greatest discount and sales taking place. This moment is the greatest sale and discount in your existence. A high moment of iman. Now call upon Allah. Don't say inshallah in 10 minutes, 15, tomorrow morning. No, now you feel it. Now go with that energy. That's what the Quran taught us. Right then and there, he saw this, he heard this, Ya Allah, right away. And he made his dua, and this was the last time Zakaria in the Quran made dua to Allah for a child. And I want you to just imagine this. We have about three different positions in the Quran where Zakaria made dua to Allah for a child. In one instance, for example, we have in Surah Maryam, we have in Surah Ali Imran, where he asked for a child. Now, logically speaking, and I want you to live it with me a little bit, the older he gets, the weaker and the less are his chances. What do regular, generally people do? When my chances are less in something, let's say marriage, I'm getting older, so I cannot have the same standard of religiosity that I'm looking for. As an example, what happens? You start to reduce your needs or reduce your standards. With Zakaria, the more difficult it became, the more he raised the standard of his dua. The more it became impossible, the more hope he had. Unbelievable way of thinking. Because that means I respect you. That means it's not about me as much as about you. All the doctors told me my chance of recovery is 5%. You made dua to Allah so desperately. I have only 5% chance to survive. The doctor calls you, oh, your case got worse. You have 1% chance. Now you don't say, Ya Allah, cure me. Ya Allah, make me better than ever before. Allahu Akbar. It's a whole different mindset. So what was the last dua? He didn't ask Allah for a righteous child. It was actually different. He asked Allah, ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبًا. Ya Allah, this is the first time you see it in the Quran. And with Zakaria, Ya Allah, I want a righteous child, a righteous grandchild, a righteous great-grandchild. I want my whole lineage to be righteous. Allahu Akbar. I'll have one child first. La, I'm going to aim for the stars so I can land in the moon, as they say. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, when you ask Allah for paradise, ask Allah for what? Firdaus al-A'la. That's your way of thinking and your optimism. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Jannah has 8 gates. Gate of salah and gate of siyam and gate of sadaqah and charity. And then when you excel in one, a gate caller says, oh, you who excelled in fasting, that's your entrance. So people go. The next gate, a caller says, oh, you who did very well in sadaqah, come from this door. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq did not sit like some other people that say, akhi, wallah, doesn't matter what door, inshallah, I come from the window. I just want to go to Jannah. That's not the attitude. So he told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, is it possible for one person to be called from all 8 doors? Look, ambition in the right place. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, there are people that would be called from all 8. May Allah make you all from them. So the Prophet says, yes, there are, and you're one of them, inshallah. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. This is the ambition. They say impossible. Situation in Gaza, 302 days. It is, oh, look what's happening. Look at the assassinations. Look at the corruption. Wallahi, our dua will not just not decrease, will not just remain the same. We will ask Allah for a victory more than ever before. Because Allah, ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allah is capable of everything and anything. And look to what Allah said in authentic hadith. Allah says, Ya ibadi, O my servant. So everybody who is a servant of Allah, pay attention. Allah says, Ya ibadi, law anna awwalakum wa akhirakum. If all of you from beginning of time till the last human being that is born, wait, insakum wa jinnakum, and even the jinn, so count the billions now, and the jinn. All humans and all jinn, qamu fi sa'idin wahidin fasa'aluni, all of us, would to raise our hands to Allah the same time and ask Allah for something. Allah says, فَأَعْطَيْتُ كُلَّ إِنسَانٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَسْأَلَتَهُ. I will give every single one of you what you asked for. لَمْ يَنْقُسْ ذَلِكَ مِنْ مُلْكِ شَيْئًا. My kingdom will not be reduced. My checking balance, my balance will not be reduced except to what point? Ready for the example? Allah says, except like a needle that you dip in an ocean. You take the needle outside the ocean. How much water did the ocean lose because of the dip of the needle? 2 drops, nothing to count. That's the equivalence of all our needs to what Allah really has in stock. Allahu Akbar. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How amazing is As-Sami', the all-hearing that can distinguish who said what. right now one guy and say, brother, I have a question. I'm like, who is that brother? One guy can confuse me. Allah says, the whole world asks Allah. He knows what you asked in every language. And He knows your intention and what's behind it. May Allah grant us the best. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا I say whatever I have said. And you hear many times these few moments. We ask Allah to forgive us and forgive you and I. So seek His forgiveness. So as you sit the few seconds, inshallah, ask Allah from the bottom of this heart. Not because you deserve it, as much as because He's Ghafoor. That's His name, Rahim. So what are you trying to tell us? If we are sincere, Ya Allah, please forgive me. I swear by the one who will hold me accountable. Allah would forgive you for all of your sins and my sins, inshallah, like a newborn baby. Just show Him respect that He's capable. No matter what you've done in your life, Allah can forgive. Except if a right that you took from someone, return that right so the equation can be completed, inshallah. So I say whatever I have said, and I ask Allah to forgive me, and I ask Allah to forgive you. He is the most forgiving, so seek His forgiveness. Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Believe Allah accepted, believe Allah has erased, and be optimistic. Allah says, I am what you expect of me. Allah said, I will meet your expectations of me, so think well of Allah. To conclude, inshallah, there's a lot that can be said on what you do from your end. When you make dua, be certain Allah will respond. You want Allah to accept your dua, focus as much as you humanly possibly can to have halal income. As much as you possibly can. Allah knows in the corporate world, it's almost impossible. But Allah tells us, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ Fear Allah as much as you possibly can. May Allah forgive us, Ya Rab. Allah says, Rasulullah says, Allah accepts your dua as long as you're not hasty. So don't give up and throw the towel too early. The one that I want to end with is a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which I'll mention through a very short story. There's a masjid that I used to attend very frequently, and there's a brother that used to always be in the first row. Sometimes when I am early, I see him walking to the masjid. He has no car, no bike, bus pass, nothing. Until any time I pass by, I pick him up, I drop him off. About a week or two, at one point, he stopped showing up. Someone very committed stopped showing up. So I was concerned. I know his house. I go to his house, I knock on the door, I'm worried, how is he doing? Where is he at? And he opens the door. So I was grateful that he's fine, good health. So I say, Assalamu alaikum. And the man refuses to say, Wa alaikum assalam. And I'm very shocked. Someone always in the masjid, first row, now not even Wa alaikum assalam. He said, what do you want? I said, I came to check on you. He said, I'm good, move on in life. Subhanallah, because of my situation in the community, I was able to gently push back to help out. So I said, tell me what's the problem. If I can help you, I will tell you. If I cannot, I'll tell you I'm sorry. He's like, okay, whatever. We went down to the basement. What's your story? He said, you know how committed I am to the masjid. I said, yes, I'm a witness to that. You know, I go even if there's a blizzard or a thunderstorm, I always walk to the masjid. I said, wallahi, I understand. I pick you up, I drop you off. I know. What's the problem? He said, for the past 9 months, 9 months, I've been making all kinds of dua. Not a single one Allah gave me. Why should I worship Him? A'udhu billah. May Allah forgive us. May Allah forgive us. This is when someone is very into the deen from the outer, but maybe lack knowledge. May Allah increase us in knowledge, Ya Rab. Inshallah, tonight, bi'idhnillah, we have a session to talk about one of the greatest du'as in the Quran, David versus Goliath, tonight, inshallah. So that brother, there's a lot that can be said, and that's the conclusion, as I mentioned, the hadith. I said to him, whenever you make dua to Allah, one of three things happen. You ask Allah for anything, there's three choices that will happen, three answers. You'll get an answer for sure. Wallahi, there's an answer, inshallah. How? Leave it up to him to choose. What's the first one? You ask Allah for something specific. Option one, Allah gives you what you asked for. Simple. You want this car? Allah gave you this car. You want to marry that person? Allah made you marry that person. Done. Option two, you asked Allah for something, but the thing that you asked for, the Hakim, the all-wise, knows it's not good for you. It would harm you. It's not khayr for your iman. Okay, so I wasted my time. No, you did not waste your time. Your dua goes to Allah. You don't get what you want, but there was a hardship coming your way. You're about to have an accident on one of the highways. But that dua blocked the accident. So when you were driving, you almost got in an accident and you went to the right, you went to the left, and you're like, man, alhamdulillah, I'm a good driver. You're not a good driver. It's because the dua that you did in college, oh Allah, make me marry that girl and make her say shahada, and Allah never made it happen. It was stored to save you from that accident on that day. Allahu Akbar. Did not go to waste. The third and last, you ask Allah for something, He does not give it to you. You ask Allah for something, He does not block a hardship upon you. You ask Allah for something, and Allah stores it in hasanat on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُّلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ Your scale is heavy, then you have a great life. The Sahaba said, then we will never stop making dua. It's a win-win-win situation. The Prophet did not say, don't have this attitude. No, he said, Allahu Akthar. Allah loves this attitude. Yes, make as much dua, and Allah will continue to give, alhamdulillah, the brothers back to the masajid, bifadlillah. May Allah grant us the best. Which of the three is the best? Whatever Allah sees best. Allahumma arhamna bi rahmatika allati wasi'at kulla shay. Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana ya ghafur ya rahim. Allahumma tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwab ar-rahim. اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك اللهم انصر إخواننا المظلومين وأخواتنا في كل أبقاع الأرض يا رب العالمين في كل بقاع الأرض يا أرحم الراحمين يا جبار يا عزيز يا منتقم يا قهار إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم ارفع الظلم خاصة من إخواننا في غزة وأخواتنا يا عزيز يا كريم وتقبل من مات منهم من الشهداء يا أرحم الراحمين وانصرنا على من عادانا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين وبارك في هذا الجمع المبارك وتقبل منهم يا رب العالمين الدعاء والصدقة والصلاة وجزاكم الله خيرا وأقم الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا واستقيموا Make sure the lines are as straight as possible. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
Assalamu alaikum. Inshallah, a few announcements. Starting with tonight, what the Sheikh mentioned, Sheikh Majid, inshallah, there is the Al Maghrib program, King of Jerusalem, the Epic of Dawood and Jalut, and that's going to be starting at 7 p.m. So if you haven't registered yet, you can register at almaghrib.org/stories, almaghrib.org/stories. Inshallah, we'll have the QR code up as you go. Make sure to register now. Don't wait till the last minute at the door. Once we get to full capacity, khalas, the doors will close. So almaghrib.org/stories. Inshallah, there will be babysitting at Manara. You drop them off there. And then inshallah, you can come through here at the Nassim Banquet Hall, inshallah. There will also be three food trucks here tonight starting from 6:30. You have the Chaka food truck, Cafe Med, and Snow Me Something, the snow cone food truck as well, inshallah. So it's going to be a great night. Tomorrow we have the last barbecue of the summer, which is going to be sponsored by ICNA Relief. That's going to be at 6:30 p.m. on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we have a special guest, Dr. Tahir Wyatt, who's going to be here visiting Memphis, and he's going to be doing a special program between Dhuhr and Asr called Ibn al-Qayyim's Letter to a Friend. So between Dhuhr to Asr, inshallah, it'll be here in the prayer hall, the MIC prayer hall, and that one is free of charge. So it was a full slate of things. And then lastly, we have two requests, inshallah. We had sent this out a while back, but Brother Rifad al-Hashim was in a motorcycle accident a few weeks ago. He's still in a coma, so the family is asking for du'as. And also, many of you have heard, and through the announcements or not, the passing away of Yusuf Ziyada, Allah yirhamo. His janazah prayer is being held at Masjid Rahman right now, and then they're going to go to the cemetery after for the burial, inshallah. Jazakallah khair.